A patient name, first name Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y, last name Hambrick, H-A-M-B-R-I-C-K. Date of birth, 5-4 of 81, date of service, 4-28 of 23. This is a 41-year-old female patient. This is part of a workman's comp claim. This patient works at Cleveland Independent School District. She works in the cafeteria. Apparently, she started to experience some right shoulder pain 2 days ago after she was pulling a cart loaded with milk and juice to put in the front of the cafeteria line. There was no fall. She did not trip. She did not suffer any contusion. She wasn't trying to lift anything. She was merely walking backward, pulling this cart. She didn't really describe it as heavy, but she states that she heard a pop in her right shoulder. She does have prior history of surgery to the right shoulder as well. That was approximately 2 years ago. The tear of a tendon. Period. New paragraph. Patient that evening started to experience some stiffness in the right shoulder after she arrived home and then in the subsequent morning as well. Period. New paragraph. She is here for evaluation today. Vital signs, blood pressure 127 over 76, pulse 83, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 97%, current weight 195, allergies to penicillin and aspirin, period, new paragraph. Current medications, none, medical history negative, surgical history, hysterectomy. Also, a surgery to the right shoulder 2 years ago. Social history, she does smoke one pack of cigarettes on a weekly basis, no drugs or alcohol. Labs, none done today. X-rays, none. There was no trauma or injury or contusion, period. New paragraph on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph. Examination of that right shoulder, it is symmetric with the left, period, new paragraph. We have gone through some brief range of motion exercises. She is able to have full range of motion without any excessive discomfort. We have not done any type of activity that would cause her to strain that right shoulder. At this point, we're going to go into an area of watchful waiting and apply anti-inflammatories for resolve. Period, new paragraph, assessment, and plan. Right shoulder strain patient will be able to return to work after immediately starting on this Monday, with just limited activities to that right shoulder. That will take place approximately 1 week. After that, she's able to return to work without any restrictions. She'll be on naproxen, 500 milligrams twice a day. Period, new paragraph. Once again, no excessive activity to that right shoulder and told to apply cold compresses. She returns as needed.